This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed country. Addressing a rally in Jamui in Bihar, Mr. Modi said India has become the first country to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon's south pole. He said India has also become the fifth largest economy in the world. He said India also gives befitting reply to those who support and indulge in terror activities. Mr. Modi said those people can never do any good to the youth of Bihar who ask the youth to register their land for recruitment in railways. He said during the previous alliance governments, only dilapidated trains used to run in the state, but now, like the whole country, people of Bihar are also travelling in Vande Bharat trains. Later in the day, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Ras Leela Maidan in Kooch Bihar, West Bengal this afternoon. BJP has fielded Nishit Pramanik from Kooch Bihar parliamentary constituency, which will go to polls on the 19th of April, along with Alipurduar and Jalpaiguri. Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will address a public meeting at Mata Bhanga of Kooch Bihar at around 12 noon today. Today is the last day to submit nominations for the Lok Sabha elections second phase. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. A part of the outer Manipur constituency will go to polls in the first phase. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this second phase. The voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done tomorrow, except in Jammu and Kashmir, where scrutiny will be held on Saturday. BJP President J.P. Nadda will be on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand beginning today to energize the party's electoral campaign and garner support from the electorates. Voting will be held on the 19th of April in the first phase for all the 5 Lok Sabha seats of the state. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting and senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur is visiting Bengaluru today. He will accompany Bangalore South constituency BJP candidate Tejasvi Surya while filing his nomination. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has denounced the misleading assertion made in messages circulating on the social media platform WhatsApp, which purports that government employees cannot cast their vote through postal ballot. In a social media post, the ECI said that eligible officials on election duty can cast their votes through postal ballot at a designated voter facilitation centre. The government has declared false and misleading media reports claiming a significant hike in the prices of medicines. The Union Health Ministry said these reports claim that more than 500 medicines will be affected by the increase in price. The ministry said that such reports are totally false, misleading and malicious. The Chief Electoral Officer of Assam, Anurag Goyal, has said that the state is fully equipped to conduct the upcoming Lok Sabha elections in a transparent and fair manner. The outgoing President of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his support as the island was hit by a massive 7.4 earthquake. Earlier in a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the earthquake. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 106 runs in Vishakhapatnam last evening. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Punjab Kings in Ahmedabad at 7:30 this evening. India Meteorological Department has forecast heatwave conditions over parts of East and Peninsular India during the next 4 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.